The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
In today's episode, we have an interesting topic to discuss. Paul and I will be chatting about booking a city break with a travel agent rather than booking your flights and hotel separately. Thank you for joining us today on the Click and Go Travel Podcast. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
So we have an interesting topic to discuss today, sort of why you should book with a travel agent versus why you shouldn't book DIY, so booking your flights and your hotel separately.
Yeah, I guess introducing that word DIY is what we term when customers DIY effectively, do it themselves, do it yourself, and you book the flights on the airline's website and then you go separately and book the hotel, either directly with the hotel or through one of the hotel websites. I guess we're trying to justify our existence to some extent and give reasons why people should book with us and book with other travel agents and why it's better, why the whole experience is better, and why hopefully the price is better.
Yeah. So we recently done some research on two identical city breaks available on our website, and then we compared the pricing to an identical city break where we booked the hotel and flight separately using popular hotel providers and two different airlines. And what we saw is that Click and Go or travel agents were either cheaper or the same price as doing it yourself. So I just wondered, Paul, why would price differences be?
You know, for us, for Click and Go, we pretty much don't put any margin on the flights. The flight price that you see on the airline's website is pretty much the flight price you're paying for us. We don't take any markup on the flights because it's so transparent and all our customers are going to get the airline confirmation from the various airlines that they've booked with. So they're going to see exactly what they paid for. So it's really important for us to have that transparency. Where we make our margin is really by working very closely with our hotel and accommodation providers. And we negotiate really hard with them. We give them a huge volume of business, not only from our Sun product and our City product, but also, you know, we have all of our USA business. Yeah. We have our cruise business, which is booking hotels before and after. We have, as I said, USA, we have worldwide. So we are giving these hotel providers a really high volume of business right through the year. And consequently, they're feeding us really competitive rates for the City product. Because again, what we really want to do with our City product is make it very convenient for the user to book. And we want to give them a compelling reason to book with us. So like, it is very straightforward. It's generally a flight and 3 nights accommodation. The consumer can price check this very simply themselves. In order for us to have bookings, we really have to be massively competitive. So we put on a very tiny margin. Yep. Effectively, the margin we put on is the difference between what you would get by going directly to the hotel and what you get by buying the package from us. But it's so much better to buy the package in terms of all of the protection that comes with it, the convenience, paying a low deposit, the time saving. But from a price point of view, it is really important for us that the City Break packages that we have on clickandgo.com are as cheap or better priced than if you were doing it yourself. That is a really important message to get out there.
Yeah. And outside of just the prices, the other benefits would be that it's so much quicker. It'll save you time.
Oh, look, you know, your one credit card transaction, your one set of information being entered into the system, one website, one person to talk to if something goes wrong. Because it's a package, because it's flights and accommodation, you have all the protection that comes with that in terms of the package travel directive. Something happens with the flight, something happens with the hotel. As a consumer, you're fully protected. As a DIY, you literally are on your own.
Yeah.
Like, it's do it yourself and you're on your own. So zero protection in terms of if there's a, you know, a strike or if there's something else, you may be a non-refundable on the separate accommodation booking that you've made if the airline cancels your flight. All of that really is just not worth the bother and not worth the hassle. Plus, for someone like us, we're really focused on those city destinations. So our hotel offering is city center. It's not the suburbs. It's not the airport. It's not in the dodgy neighborhoods. We've done the homework. We've researched it. We make sure that the accommodation is really well rated on TripAdvisor, covers all of the key elements in terms of location and reviews and ratings, and is kind of like that good value proposition, the 3-star, 4-star, as well as the 5-star luxury. So, you know, we've done the homework. Your time is precious.
Yeah.
You know, often people feel, I'm going to save a ton of money by doing this. On a city break, you know, the average city break is going to cost less than €300 per person for flights and 3 nights accommodation based on 2 sharing. That's what it's going to cost. It's going to cost a little bit more if you go 5-star, but not much, which is one of the really, really big hints and tips that we always have with our customers. Spend that little bit more on the hotel and get a far better experience. So yeah, quicker, save time. Like, spend your time looking at the TV, sitting, enjoying yourself, out walking, relaxing, doing sports. Not researching and trying to figure, where am I going to book? Am I going to book directly with the hotel? Am I going to book on this accommodation website, that accommodation website, this accommodation website? Like, you're not going to save any money.
No.
You're going to waste time. You're going to have multiple data entry. You're going to you're going to have to pretty much pay everything up front.
Yeah.
Whereas with us, if the City Break package includes Aer Lingus flights, it's a euro. If it's the other airlines, it's really low deposits. We have payment plans. We make it very easy for people. At times, you don't have to pay the balance until 4 weeks before departure.
Yeah.
You get some great content on the website in terms of the podcast, the blog, and the City Break information.
Yeah.
The team know those cities and know the hotel locations. And as
That's
I said,
it.
The hotels are really, really well located. And if you want apartment accommodation, we have apartment accommodation in that city if that's what people are looking for and if there's a good selection.
Yeah. So it really is. It's great that, you know, with a travel agent, you can ring and you can talk to someone and say, oh, I don't know where to stay. What's the best place? You're not on your own kind of trying to guess and trying to figure out, is this a good area? Is this not a good area?
Yeah, like there's some cities that are really massive in terms of where you should stay or where do you want to stay.
Yeah.
You know, like Paris. Everybody's familiar with Paris. Where do you want to stay in Paris?
Yeah.
You can't instantly rush to say where.
Yeah.
London. Where should I stay in London? Well, it
Berlin
really is a
well.
Case of what are you going to do when you're in London? And then we will help you with where to stay or what airport are you flying into? Berlin, as you said, another great example of an amazing, huge, sprawling city.
Yeah.
But we can help you and we can hint and say, if it was us, we'd be staying near the Kudam, we'd be staying in this location, we'd be staying here and we'd be doing that. You know, so it's the knowledge of the cities and it's the information on the cities, it's the maps on the website, it's the content on the website.
Yeah.
It's just the ease. And don't forget, this isn't just out of Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, every single city destination that has a flight from any airport in Ireland, out of Cork, out of Shannon, out of Knock, out of Kerry, it's on our website.
Yeah, and you can book it all in one place. You don't have to go to a ton of different places to have a look.
No.
So that's great. And then you also mentioned just in terms of the low booking deposits and the flexible payments, which is a big help. Which
Like, I know it's not a huge expense in terms of a City Break, like it is one of the more affordable options. But literally every single city that has a direct flight from Ireland is on the Click and Go website. The product team have done the research. They have literally hand selected the hotels and apartments that are the best ones to go for across the 3, 4, 5 star, across, you know, right up to if there's a family, 4, 5, 6 adults want to go and stay in one location, all of that sort of stuff. And because our accommodation providers are providing us with accommodation across our full range of products, the prices that we're getting are just amazing. And sometimes, you know, cities are not just geared to the tourist market. So, you know, they're commercial cities, so maybe midweek they're busy, but weekends they're quieter. If we look at our top 10 cities, like, they are just an amazing array and choice of cities to go to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we all have like a tick box scenario when it comes to cities. I know you do.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, I want to get here, I want to go there. You're just back from Rome.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so great.
Palomine is heading to Bergamo for the weekend. It was one of my favorite Italian cities, Bergamo. And it was a total accident that I found it. But, oh my God, when I found it, I thought, this is just a great place. So, you know, she's booked with us. We've all the information. It was just so easy. She was like, I'm going. That's it. You know, definitely. One of my favorite places for New Year and that sort of stuff is Vienna. Mm-hmm. I'm always calling it Vienna as a great destination. And then in the summertime, you have that great mix of sunny city destinations.
Yeah.
So there is just so much choice for people to do and you can help yourself. And like our holiday deal section or our last minute deal section on the website, you can search across a range of cities. So if you're not sure where you want to go, you can either go online and do it on the website on clickandgo.com or you can phone the sales team and they will do it for you and they will, you know, give them a budget or say to them, I absolutely want the cheapest five star this weekend and I want to go on this particular day. It's all the tips of the trade to make it easy and affordable for you to do City Breaks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a case that people don't think travel agents do City Breaks because it is so easy for them to do it themselves.
Yeah.
But get onto Click and Go and you'll see the amount of cities, the choice of cities. As I said, every airport, every city, every airline, with all of the best matched accommodation that you could want and some great content and some great staff who can help you make the decision and choose the right destination.
Yeah, great support and great sales support as well.
Mm.
So I think that's it. So I think
short and sweet. Get your city break book on clickandgo.com.
Yeah. Well, we'll wrap that up there. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope we've given you some insights as to why you should book with a travel agent. If you have any suggestions for us on our podcast, please email us at podcast@clickandgo, and you can follow us on our social channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Great. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks indeed, Jill.
Thanks for listening.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.